Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Do you like shows about people who are born without their moms being pregnant?
So you're talking about like the savior type, huh?
Maybe.
Well, it is raining in here, and you know why it's going to be raining in here?
Why?
Because we're going to be talking about the Umbrella Academy.
Bad pun. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, we were kind of doing
that's
that one.
That's the best we could come up with.
That really sucked.
We're not going? Smart.
No.
We're funny.
We're funny looking.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Umbrella Academy. Man, this is a... This was,
wow.
Okay, so Netflix kind of just said, here we go. Have fun. This is Umbrella Academy. And apparently there was some murmuring because, of course, you have people in the trades and then you have people working there. It says, hey, this new thing's coming called Umbrella Academy. So, wait a minute. It's another comic book adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a Marvel?
No, Dark Horse, I think.
Is it Dark Horse?
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of the independent ones.
So, it follows seven. So, I guess what happens in 1989, I think it's the 6th day of October, I believe. Sometime in October, 6th day of October, 1989. 43 or 42?
43.
43 unexpected births happen, even though the women were not pregnant. Yeah,
that was the unexpected part.
Yeah, right? this is, we're kind of, it's not like a recap, we're kind of, we're going to go and kind of talk about it without trying to spoil it too much. There might be spoilers in this. So, you know, if you want to kind of watch it, it's all on Netflix right now. I love Netflix that they just drop everything all at once. So, yeah, definitely go check it out because it was an unexpected drop. They just said, here you go. And that's what I love about Netflix. They'll just say, hey, that you might be interested. It's like, what is Umbrella? And then all of a sudden I see a bunch of my friends on Facebook. They're like, dude, you got to watch Umbrella Academy. And I'm like, what the hell is Umbrella Academy?
Well, I'd read the comics, but I couldn't figure out how they were going to adapt that into a show that would be good.
Yeah. It's a hell of a show. I mean, you're talking about, it's a quality show about, so you have Mr. Oh, God, is it?
Hargraves,
okay, which I won't give you spoilers, but I did read up on him. If you want to kind of read up on him yourself, go ahead. But he's this eccentric billionaire. So what happens is he finds out that these 43 children were born without pregnancies. They were just born from their mother. And this guy tries to get them. And how much did he get? He gets seven of them.
He adopted seven.
So,
Bought, I guess you could say.
Yeah, pretty much bought them. You know, you got a billionaire says, hey, you know, this is an unwanted child anyway.
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah. Man, it's a heck of a show. It's just, it goes through the lives of these kids growing up as superheroes with a very stern...
And he trains them as superheroes.
And he doesn't give them names.
Nope.
They are named 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So,
kind of like Bird Box. Boy.
Boy, girl.
If they'd only had two of them, that would have been their names.
It would be 1, 2, or boy, girl. The top billing is... Ellen Page from Juno and
X-Men,
which we're gonna get to that soon. It's a one big circle all the way back around to her. And
that's how circles work.
Yeah,
all the way around.
Gotta start at one side. Go all the way around. So yeah, this is almost like a like I said, little spoiler. So number seven is Ellen Page. Ellen Page pretty much was taught her whole life that. She had no powers. So she's all like, oh, I don't have any powers. I'm just going to kind of learn my violin and get on with my life. The other ones, so you have number one, which is super strong, apparently, which is half ape now.
That one now he is, yeah.
Now he is, yeah. You have number two, which is...
Diego.
Oh, okay.
Knife thrower.
Yeah, he's a knife thrower. He can control where his knives go with his mind. You have number three, Which is the girl?
Yeah, Rumor.
Rumor. So she says, I heard a rumor, and she could kind of force.
She alters reality by saying that whatever she says kind of comes true.
Yeah, like I have a rumor that I'm going to win the lottery. You know. Number four is it the guy who talks to the dead people?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Klaus, who talks to dead people.
My favorite character, by the way.
Klaus is probably. Dude. Probably the most amazing, he reminds me of a lot of friends in high school. A lot of friends, like, straight up. But, yeah, he's kind of the comic relief.
Yes.
With drugs. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll. That is his life right there. Then you, of course, have number five, which the story runs around.
Yeah. Amazing. You actually believe he's an old dude.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, he can actually teleport himself and teleport through time.
Time and space.
And then you have number six, which is the Ben who passed away.
Yeah, he died during, I guess, a mission. It's been a while since I read the books.
Yeah, so he dies. But number four... talks to him because he can talk with the dead, but he can only really talk to the dead if he's sober. And since he hears dead people all the time, hence why he hates to be sober.
It kind of makes sense because you know all these dead people all around you all the time.
Yeah,
you probably want to.
Yeah, you probably want to be numb to it also, and it makes sense, especially when you have a father that kind of locks you into a crematorium.
Oh, that was messed
up. Yeah, 3 more hours.
Like, trying to hone his skills, so he threw him in a mausoleum.
Oh my god! And then of course you have number seven, which is Ellen Page, and she she's called the White Violin. Mm-hmm. So it revolves around. And spoiler alert! Big spoiler. If you don't want to listen to this, stop listening now. Ellen Page has powers. This is almost like a Dark Phoenix story. Mm-hmm. The master holds back the powers because she is too powerful.
Way too powerful.
And so the whole story revolves around number five coming back in the time to try to stop the apocalypse. So that story pretty much is going to be played throughout. Then you have the the bad guys. Yeah, exactly. Words are hard, and this is my second
language. And that was more than two syllables.
Exactly, right? So you have the bad guys, which is...
I loved Hazel.
Yeah, Hazel and Cha-Cha, right?
Yeah.
And which is funny, because Cha-Cha is Mary J. Blige.
She does a pretty good job.
I was sitting there like, man, where do I know this woman from? I know this woman from somewhere.
Because she's not singing.
I mean, you're talking about Mary J. Blige, and she takes on a role which is just...
She's got some acting chops.
Yeah, I mean, it's really great. Like, I told you I'm going to make you watch her die. So it's a crazy thing. I felt bad for Hazel at the end. I feel good for Hazel at the end. I felt kind of bad for Cha-Cha at the end because it's a whole thing. But, I mean, you're talking about multiple dimensions. You're talking about multiple timelines. You're talking about... You're talking about a lot, and you're talking about that poor man and his mannequin.
Dolores.
Good old Dolores. Oh, that one's funny, man. I was sitting there like I'm thinking back of Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Yeah, with Wilson. Exactly the same way.
Or Will Smith in the zombie movie.
Oh, with his dog?
Yeah, but...
Legend?
I Am Legend, where he kind of goes to the mannequin, too. So, yeah, it kind of reminds me of that. But, you know, I mean, if you're alone for 40 years, that's kind of what happens.
Yeah, I can't say what I would do, because...
Yeah, exactly.
40 years is a long time.
Yeah, 40 years is a long time, yeah. And then you also have the bad guys. So these people, it's a company, it's called...
The Commission.
They're called The Commission. They are responsible for the correct timeline. I think it was just funny that Hazel was pretty much... It's just complaining the entire time. It's like... cheap, crappy hotel.
7% cut in our pay.
Yeah, exactly.
No dental.
Oh, it's hilarious. You know, it's like, and then it was like two twin beds, and then it was like one queen bed. And he called it too. He's like, what's next? So yeah, I mean, it's a crazy show. I binged it all in, I think, one day.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, you know,
it's addictive, yeah.
Yeah, it's very addictive. You really want to know what happens next.
So weird, but it's weird in a good way.
Yeah, and you're talking about multiple timelines. You're talking about number five being an assassin for...
A time assassin.
A time assassin.
Original job with the commission.
Yeah, and like they were talking about like fingerprints from the 60s and stuff like that. It's pretty out there. Yeah, it's pretty good. And, you know, so what they're trying to do is so this commission now is telling them, so a big spoiler, the apocalypse is caused by number seven.
Vanya, the white violin.
The white violin.
Who supposedly had no powers.
But she straight up is Jean Grey. She is Dark Phoenix.
The sound to create.
Yeah, so her powers
sonic
is
waves.
She collects sound and uses that as energy. And she gets a lot of her powers from her violin.
Mm-hmm.
So, but man, when she got out of, so her father was kind of a shit to her because she was too powerful. So she made number three. She made number three make her. I heard a rumor that she was ordinary.
Right.
So you know, I mean, I guess yes and no. You have to understand where Hargraves is coming from. Like I said, you have to look into Hargraves because he's not just a normal person.
Don't want to spoil that one.
No, I don't want to spoil that one, but that's an interesting thing and says, well, maybe there's a reason why. I think, it's a crazy show. You really need to watch it. I can't wait until, season two. Because that's going to be I wonder if,
that's the bad thing about Netflix is you can watch it all at once, but then there's a big pause between
the seasons. It's like a Game of Thrones. You have to wait 3 years.
I should have spread it out.
Right. Or just watch it when season two comes out, all of season one.
Yeah. It follows along the comic book pretty close also. There's a few little changes, like the main, the main bad guy that pushes Vanya to use her powers.
Protagonist.
God. I kept trying to say procrastinator.
Exactly. What I do every night is procrastinate.
He's not even in the comic books. He was made for the show, which honestly, I think he works better than who they used in the comic book.
Which one?
They used the symphony conductor.
Oh, okay.
Who's the one? Yeah, I like this better. It makes more sense. He, you know, got it with her on a personal level because his dad was a prick too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
we're talking about a guy that was born on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was literally born on the same day, so he thought he actually had.
But he was from a pregnancy.
Yeah,
he was expected.
And his mother died during pregnancy, so he thought that he was special too. He's not, unfortunately, and the way he dies is pretty brutal.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't really want to mess with number seven when she gets pissed.
No, she has a lot of stored up energy.
Yeah, you know, you got 30 years of stored pent up rage and
well, how she brought the apocalypse was pretty
spectacular. The kind of spoiler she, but what happened to number three? I was in there like,
yep.
You have to watch it, but it's a pretty big.
Not using your power now.
Yeah, it's a pretty big eye opener. We're like, oh my god. So I guess the story was pretty much that they need to work as a team. They're always better as a team than separate. Which is funny because the entire time that's what the story was trying to be told is. Every time that you see it, they're never working together, and they always it always gets screwed up.
Right.
Yeah. So it's in the trailers, but you have a talking ape, you have a talking monkey,
Mr. Pogo,
which I believe he was also one of the 43. Because
that I'm not sure of.
Yeah. So that's my theory. Don't take me on it, but I think that. You know, because that's what 30-year-old ape looked like, and since he was probably born, who
that's
knows?
A good theory.
Yeah, that he and he's very smart.
Very, yeah.
Yeah, he's very smart, and I think that's what he—that's what his power is—that he was very, very intelligent, and as a primate. So I think he actually is one of.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, I think
if any of the animal kingdom had
exactly. How would you know? Exactly. So you know, it's one of those
all
things.
All of a sudden, like, your dog has puppies. They're special.
Exactly. You know, they can talk. And then, you know, it's like Brian from Family Guy. They just give you crap all day. It's like, okay, I understand.
It was cute in the beginning,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, yeah. I think he yeah, might.
It's a good theory.
Yeah. I think so because, you know, apes don't live that long. And he would be 30 years old as an ape, which is pretty old in ape standards. Hence the gray and stuff like that. So.
See, I don't know where they're going from here. I only read the first because there's like two or three trade paperbacks out for Umbrella Academy. I have only read the first one.
Yeah.
So I imagine they're going to use the other ones for seasons 2 and 3.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you need to watch it. It's really good. I've always been a big fan of Ellen Page from, you know, Juno and Hard Candy and stuff like that.
You saw who the writer was, right? Gerard Way?
No, I did not.
He is the lead singer for My Chemical Romance.
Wow.
He actually writes a lot of comedy. He did some writing on Doom Patrol.
Okay, yeah,
there's two titles he's got.
Okay, so that with. You know, I did read up on that. The writer for Umbrella is some of the writers from Umbrella is also the same writer as Doom Patrol, which is I didn't know he's the lead singer of My Chemical Romance. That's interesting.
Multi-talented.
That's a Easter egg if you had never heard of one. Man.
He probably took a lot of drugs when he wrote that.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, I just wait. I'm just waiting for the Lincoln Memorial. Let's see. Kind of spoilery. If you kind of want to catch up, read the comics because if they're following the comics pretty well,
pretty close. Yeah.
You know, season two because apparently the first book was season one, so the second book might be season two, which they might be going back into the 60s.
Maybe. Well, in the first book, they didn't defeat a bank robber. They defeated a guy at the Eiffel Tower. Then the Eiffel Tower shot into space.
Yeah, so it's
a little different.
A little different. Like I said,
it doesn't hurt the plot at all.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's pretty good. You really need to watch it. And that's why I said I love Netflix of just putting that out there and see if it catches on. And this one really did.
Not like DC streaming.
Well, the funny thing is, the only really reason I even knew about Doom Patrol is because I saw Brendan Fraser, and like I said, I was a huge Brendan Fraser fan, and I just saw that he was so fat, and I'm all like, wow, he gained a lot of weight, and I was like, oh, what is this Doom Patrol? And then I start getting into it, I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of interesting, and then you know he got it, and I'm like, okay, I'll share.
Yeah, like I said, they're like you said, the Guardians of the Galaxy for DC.
Yeah.
It's a group nobody's heard of, but it's a really good concept and story.
So, and like what you were saying with Doom Patrol with the Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if like Thor would just now be on Guardians of the Galaxy as a teammate, as a Guardian? It'd be kind of weird, right?
Well, I can't say because they brought the newer Guardians of the Galaxy. They bring in a lot of people as members now. Venom's been up there.
Yeah, yeah, Iron I mean, the, well, that,
it, it was weird. You're right. It kind of ruined the whole dynamic of the team.
Yeah. But yeah, so Umbrella,
Academy.
Umbrella Academy, because it, you know,
and you'll see that in every episode, the little umbrella popping open.
Which I like. I like it's not a standard opening. You know, like Punisher or something like that. It almost realizes like a series of unfortunate events.
Yeah,
that's how they have their opening scenes, which Netflix is really cool on doing. That everything, like Umbrella Incorporated, they'll actually put Umbrella Academy in like an umbrella or something like that. I really appreciate that because you know you can always just skip the opening or skip the opening credits, but I like that they actually involve it into the...
You really don't want to skip the credits on Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know if you can, because it goes right into it.
You can probably fast forward.
Yeah, but it's...
It doesn't have the skip intro option.
But it's actually part of the story.
Yeah, yeah, most of the time.
Most of the time.
I don't think there was one that wasn't.
Mm-mm. So yeah, Umbrella Academy... I give it a good thumbs up. You need to really go watch it. It's really good. You'll probably binge it all one day.
I told you my favorite character. Who was yours?
It's got to be Hazel.
Yeah, I would say it's tough.
I put Klaus
and then Hazel and number five are right there, and then it's a big drop.
The thing is, like, look, I'm more in the lines. I personally feel like Hazel. I don't get me wrong. I like number six. No, five. No, four.
Six is dead.
Yeah, yeah. I like number four because I love Klaus, which he goes through a lot of shit in this yeah. whole season. He just kind of wants to be like, kind of leave me alone, let me do my drugs. So he's got that very, he's got a lot of issues, but I love Hazel. Hazel is my favorite because he's just like, don't you just want to kill somebody that you don't have to be told to kill? You know, and I'm sitting there like, he just kind of wants to retire. It's like, I had enough.
And eat donuts.
And eat donuts, yeah. So it's...
Well, they have a vegetarian donut. Why would they do that to a donut?
It's, you know, vegan options. Why? You know, yeah, I love Hazel.
And he's so deadpan on the delivery. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Hazel is probably one of my favorites. It's really between... Klaus and Hazel, but Hazel, I think, takes it up for me.
Edges it out just a little.
Yeah, edges it out because it's just...
Is it his beard?
Yeah, well, you know, it's that he's holding his own with supernatural beings.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And he's not a cyborg. He's not... I mean, I think...
He has the time... Well, they had the time travel briefcase.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. See, you know, you don't take it everywhere where you go.
Yeah, that's when you run into problems.
Yeah, exactly. When you
didn't have to carry it.
God, yeah. Won't you carry it? Yeah. So I think it's just that. I think that that's pretty good. And you're gonna say you're sleeping with Klaus.
I'm Klaus, but Hazel and number five are right below them.
Yeah.
But after those, there's a big drop off to who my next favorite is. The rest of them, I'm kind of.
Yeah. I, you know what? I'm with a whole bunch of powers like bending. A way where the knife goes. Okay. And. Being super strong, but apparently not strong enough to beat a big guy, you know.
Not very smart either.
Yeah, well, and then, I mean.
With the knives. Well, look, I can throw a knife in a curve.
And then, you know, but the thing is, like, in number four, he just kind of doesn't want to do anything. And number three is, she's kind of, especially the parenting. Wouldn't you love to be a parent to have that kind of rumor? Rumor has it, go to bed, you little shit. Yeah.
In the comics, she uses that power, overuses it when she's growing up to get everything she wants.
Hence why she's a movie star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rumor had it, you're going to put me in this film. Yeah.
Would you like to be in my film?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm sitting there like, oh, okay.
I would do that, too.
Yeah, maybe, too. I would be such a super villain.
I would just use it for stupid stuff.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Rumor has it, you want to give me that cheeseburger.
Yeah, your rumor has it, I'm getting double meat on my cheeseburger. Yeah. So, yeah, and, you know, I think the only one that's really strong was number seven. And she didn't even have her powers all her life.
Well, Klaus in the comics is pretty strong. When he actually uses his powers, because he can also levitate and...
Yeah, it's just...
He can do quite a bit. He's just always high or drunk.
So, and then, of course, Ben that died, he's Mr. Tentacles...
Cthulhu-looking DL.
Exactly, but, you know, he's dead. So, without Klaus, he is really... He's no, nothing.
He's not there yet.
He's not there.
In the comics, he can actually manifest Ben to a certain point where he can interact with...
Yeah, and that was also in the series where he's...
A little bit.
He can actually, like, touch things or pull people apart or something like that. But what do you guys think? You guys should watch Umbrella Academy and agree
give it one of these.
Or disagree with us. If you agree, give us a like. That'd be great.
Go out and read the trade paperbacks. They're pretty good.
It's, Dark Horse
Publishing, yes.
Yeah, go to your local comic book store and see if they have any back issues or trade paperbacks.
They're probably flying off the shelves right now. You can't get them from the distributor.
Oh, yeah. Well,
everybody's speculating and buying them.
Yeah, I love those people.
Yeah, there's always those guys.
But, you know, for every one that makes money, there's 100 of them that don't, so.
Yeah, that's true.
For every Walking Dead, there's a... I don't know. Give me a one of 100 that don't make any money.
Captain Canuck.
Sergeant Fury.
Yeah, well, some of those are worth. But anyway, yeah.
Anyway.
You know what we're talking
about. Yeah, go pick out Umbrella Academy number one. It's probably worth like $3 now.
At least.
Well, comment down below. What do you guys think? Do you agree with us? Do you not agree with us? While you're down there, hit that subscribe button.
Please.
That'd be kind of cool if you did. We want to hit 2,000 subscribers by the end of this year.
That would be perfect.
Yeah. And while you're here, hit that little bell icon so you can actually watch us.
Yeah, you get notified whenever we put up new stuff.
Yeah. And comment down below because the interaction kind of pushes this video up in the people searches. So that'd be cool. So let us know what you thought about it. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
And for auditorial podcasters, thank you for subscribing also. We will see you guys next week. Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.